I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 6th. Compass Medical filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy yesterday after abruptly laying off more than 400 employees and shutting its doors at six locations last week. Compass Medical announced last Wednesday that all their practices will immediately close and advise patients to access their local emergency rooms and urgent cares. Since last week, Compass has mobilized its limited remaining resources to put up a website to assist patients locating their providers, to preserve the medical records and access to them after the closure, and to provide a plan to assure continuity of care for 70,000 patients, including the provision of on-call coverage during the transition. Most of the company's physicians will join other practices in the community, and it will aim to connect former patients with them. Compass operated six medical clinics south of Boston, including in Quincy. For 10 years, Compass had partnered with Steward Medical to bring medical care to the South Shore, but that association ended on a sour note last year. The companies sued each other over financial issues. Last October, a Boston jury found Compass guilty of fraud and awarded Steward $16.4 million. The attorney representing Steward in that case says that settlement has since swelled with interest to at least $25 million. It remains unpaid. The Attorney General's office also created an online form specific to intaking Compass Medical complaints, so patients or employees of the company are encouraged to fill that out. The MBTA has submitted a revised worker safety plan to federal regulators after the transit agency's initial plan was rejected. The new plan still needs the approval of the Federal Transit Administration, or workers could be banned from working on the tracks. Earlier this month, the T submitted a right-of-way rules compliance and safety work plan to the feds to address those concerns, but the FTA said the T's plan was insufficient. The T's original plan laid out long-term safety improvements with completion dates of the end of this year into next. The FTA said that wasn't soon enough and wants changes within the next 60 days. A T spokesperson said yesterday that significant work has already been done to improve safety and that the new plan highlights immediate actions for the next 60 days. They include implementing new communications protocols and overnight work procedures. In an accompanying cover letter, MBTA General Manager Philip Eng noted that the T started making changes back in March, and efforts have been ongoing. Some of those include increased radio log audits, emphasizing repeating radio communications back, and introducing a pilot program on the Blue Line that creates power maps for dispatchers to help track workers on the tracks. The T's original plan, submitted in May, laid out long-term safety improvements. Documents show that during a one-month time span between March and April, the T had five close calls and one serious employee injury. They were described by the T as near-miss events. A crash involving a truck took down some live wires in Weymouth yesterday, knocking out power in the area and drawing an emergency response. Weymouth fire officials said they first received a call reporting the incident near the intersection of Washington Street and Broad Street in Weymouth Landing at about 10:30 yesterday morning. Police later announced road closures in the area, warning the situation could take several hours to rectify. Fire officials said 490 customers were left without power after the incident, citing those figures from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Gas prices remain unchanged in the past week in Massachusetts, but they are getting closer to the national average. The average price for a gallon is still $3.52 in Massachusetts, according to AAA. However, the national average dropped 3 cents to $3.55 a gallon yesterday. It's now just 3 cents above the Massachusetts average. California still has the highest average price in the country at $4.87 a gallon. Top lawmakers are scrambling to figure out how much money, if any, the state might be on the hook for after auditors learned that the Baker administration erroneously spent $2.5 billion in federal funds on jobless benefits that should have been covered by state money during the pandemic. It's too early to speculate whether the misuse of the money could impact the Senate's pending tax relief, according to Senate President Karen Spilka. House Speaker Ron Mariano said officials don't even know how much they owe, but gave voice to the possibility that there may be a bill down the road. Last summer, legislative leaders were blindsided by the discovery that the state would be on the hook for nearly $3 billion in mandatory tax relief, upending their plans to pass targeted tax relief proposals, which are still actively circulating on Beacon Hill. Beginning in 2020 and into the pandemic, the state mistakenly pulled from a federal allocation of money rather than state coffers in the Unemployment Trust Fund. Governor Healey says officials only became aware of the matter very, very recently due to an audit from an outside firm, despite multiple previous audits that failed to catch the error. She says the goal is to reach a resolution that minimizes any impacts to the Commonwealth. Lawmakers made no mention of needing to dip into the state's rainy day fund or impose new fees onto the business community to handle any financial pressures. Confidence levels among Massachusetts employers dipped back into pessimistic territory in May for the first time in more than 2 years. Associated Industries of Massachusetts reported yesterday that its business confidence index dropped to 49.6 in May, down from 50.1 in April, and now sits 5.1 points lower than a year ago. The index is based on a survey of more than 140 Massachusetts employers. The last time the index was in negative territory was December of 2020, when business confidence was rising, just coming out of the early months of the pandemic. Massachusetts only squeaked out a smidgen of economic growth in the first quarter of this year, slowing substantially from its late 2022 growth rate. And analysts at Mass Benchmarks last month predicted GDP declines in the second and third quarters. The trade group's future index, estimating conditions 6 months from now, dropped a point in May to 47.8, down 5 points from this time last year. The latest survey was completed before a deal was struck to avert the negative global consequences of a U.S. debt default. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 199 points. The Nasdaq lost 11, and the S&P fell 8. Asian stocks are mixed after Wall Street fell on concern the U.S. economy may be weakening following a report that showed growth in service industries was slowing. The dollar fell, the euro gained, oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Fenway last night. Sox travel to Cleveland for a series with the Guardians beginning at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast: for today, we'll have some smoke from the Canadian wildfires mixed in with some scattered showers and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Warmer today with a high of 74 degrees. A lingering shower this evening, and then a low of 52. Tomorrow, more scattered showers, high of 68. Still unsettled both Thursday and Friday. Chance for showers with highs in the mid-60s. But the boater waves about 2 feet, the wind out of the west at 5 to 10 knots. And again, there could be some visibility concerns due to smoke from the Canadian wildfires. High tide at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Low at 7:44 this morning. Sunrise at 5:08, sets at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 6th.